This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How to summarize the year 2017 in state politics? Somewhat less trauma, but much of the same drama. For the second year in a row, we had back-to-back-to-back legislative sessions, with Senate President John Alario repeating what became a familiar prediction.
There isn't a whole lot that looks like it's going to get accomplished in this session.
Meanwhile, Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry pointed the blame finger at the upper chamber.
We were hoping to get the Senate to do something as it relates to a negotiation.
And at the administration.
The governor's not going to come up with a deficit reduction plan.
There was one major legislative accomplishment, passage of the criminal justice reform package.
We want to make sure that the violent people stay in jail and the people who committed nonviolent crimes will come out and become productive citizens.
There was no overt racial unrest nor concerted attacks on Louisiana police officers. There was the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise.
Our former colleague, Steve Scalise, critical condition. He lost a lot of blood.
He did battle back.
You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house.
A low turnout election gave us John Schroeder as state treasurer singing a familiar tune.
We have a spending problem. We spend too much money.
And as we move into 2018, there will be more reruns.
The legislature has yet to address the long-term structural tax reform that we need to implement.
Yes, the fiscal cliff is still there, and Governor John Bel Edwards remains publicly optimistic that lawmakers will find the will to solve it. Here's to 2018. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.